Hi, it's Doon here, your host and hype girl. And before we dive into today's episode, I want you to take a hot second to reflect. What's that passion, unique experience, or knowledge you have itching to be shared with the world? For me, it's always been about guiding you and cheerleading incredible women to start your businesses. So what's your thing? You see, everyone's got something they excel at, something they just can't stop talking about. And it turns out that one of the best ways to monetize those passions is through sharing that thing with the world as a digital course product. My life's work has been to chat with more than 600, 7, 8, and 9-figure e-commerce founders. And it's through those conversations that have led me to creating a foolproof playbook and my go-to guide for early-stage founders in the form of my first ever digital program, E-commerce Fundamentals. But it wouldn't have been possible without Thinkific. The beauty of this platform lies in its simplicity. Cute templates and a super easy to use editor. No coding headaches, no tech-induced stress, just pure focus on what matters most, the content. So if you've ever been curious about building a course to teach your passion, this is the way to do it. The genuine support from the Thinkific team turns it from this lonely, confusing headache into the most fulfilling and easy project. Go to the link in my show notes to get a free trial on me.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.
Jewelry isn't a gift you give just once. It's a way to remind your loved one of a beautiful moment every time they see it. Blue Nile can help you find the gift that says how you feel and says it beautifully, with expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com and experience the convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999. That's BlueNile.com to find the perfect jewelry gift for any occasion. BlueNile.com.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com. The number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back. Here are the 6 quick questions. Question number 1. What's your why? Why do you wake up every day and work on what's now known as Grow My Money?
Very simply, the mission is for Aussies to reach financial freedom sooner.
Love that. Love it. Question number 2, what's been your favourite marketing moment so far?
Being on Channel 7 News.
What a thrill.
Yeah, that was on day one of launch. It was just like, oh my God, I'm on the news. That was awesome.
Like, yes, guys, like you can send fan mail to my, you know, PR publicist here.
It's actually kids, watch the TV. Oh, don't need to be told twice to do that. But, oh, mummy, you're on the TV. Yes, darling.
Oh my God,
that was really cool. Yeah.
What a highlight.
Yeah.
Question number three, what's your go-to kind of business learning resource if you have to think about a book or a podcast or a newsletter that you're consuming at the moment?
Oh, I like Atomic Habits by James Clear.
Good one. Real good one. Question number four is, how do you win the day? What are your AM or PM rituals and habits that keep you feeling happy and successful and motivated?
Gym in the morning. In the evening, it's just chilling with my kids watching TV. That doesn't necessarily keep me motivated, but what it does do is forces me to get away from the desk.
Mm. Yeah.
So then I can have that mental distance from work.
Yeah. Reduce the cortisol levels.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Question number five, what's been your worst money mistake so far and how much did it cost you?
We did have a team member who was, a very digital, had come from Search World, and I tasked him with running some Facebook ads and for a particular retailer, and then, you know, so he got them live and so on. And then he was reporting back the next week and he says, so blah, blah, blah. Right. So that makes it $133 per sign up. And I have other people tell me that I just went white and I was just like, stop them right now. We need to regroup.
How many signups had he made?
9.
Oh.
Oh my God, it was so bad. I was just, and then he showed me the copy and the creative and I just went, I've got a pretty good idea why these were performing like that.
What's your like ideal CAC or cost per acquisition for something like that?
Well, I think if you can acquire a customer for under $10, you're doing really, 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 really well.
Okay, right. Yeah. That's kind of like an industry benchmark. Yep. Everyone listening, $10.
Yeah. I mean, it depends on the industry, right?
But of course. But for you. Yeah.
But in the super industry, for example, Superfund will spend anywhere between $400 and $2,000 acquiring a member.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that makes sense. I mean, if you acquire a member into a Superfund, like that's kind of probably for life, no? Like
that's right.
It needs to be much higher.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, last question. Question number six. What is just a crazy story, good or bad, you can share from your journey of building Grow My Money?
Okay, I've got two. One that does relate to the business directly. In our early days, one of our users said, I don't even know why they told us, but because clearly they weren't going to sign up, but they said, I'm really worried that you're going to take all the money out of my super fund. To us. And we went, what? No, not possible. Just not possible. That would be
highly illegal.
A highly illegal, but B, it just can't be done because of
physically not possible.
Like all the reasons. So that was crazy story number one. But it just showed that people think in a way very differently to us. And you would only ask that question if you didn't know about super and if you didn't know about ASIC and regulations and so on. But anyway, so that was a learning point. You know. But the other crazy story that I heard, and it's more generally from startup world rather than relating to the business, was I was talking to another founder one day, because I get terribly worried about how we spend our money. And, you know, it's like, make it last. And then I spoke to another founder one day and anyway, we were just riffing, whatever, and then somehow he disclosed that he had used part of his last cap raise to pay his kids' school fees. And I just went, what? Ooh. I'm sure that wasn't on the deployment of funds slide for the investors.
And, wait, this wasn't a secondaries round. What?
It was really bizarre. Now, I don't know what's happened to him. I don't know. But I just remember hearing that and going, and he just seemed completely unperturbed by my reaction, by me going, that's not really a good use of investor money. And it was just extraordinary. And I think it's the thing that has stayed with me because it is just such a lesson. And it has always been a great reminder to me that when we go and raise money, how we spend it is so, so important because this is other people's money.
Yeah.
And they're expecting you to take it and turn it into a multiple. And you're just not going to achieve that if you spend it on the kids' school fees.
Just thinking like big picture here, you know, if you're taking these, you know, tiny amounts of commission, but over a collectively huge amount of spending, I'm wondering like for you, does that make meaningful revenue or is it the day that you sell the company is when you make meaningful revenue?
Yeah, we have other sources of revenue, including when we do partnerships, there's subscription fees and advertising and so on.
But got it. Okay.
Yeah. So it's a multi-revenue stream.
Got it. Amazing. I've really enjoyed this. I don't have app and tech kind of featured enough on the show and I've really loved this episode. And what I really love about it is your big picture thinking about a really big, awful problem that needs to be solved that is overwhelming to think about and that you've just gone in and tackled it head on. And I'm so grateful. Thank you so much for coming on the show.
Oh, thank you for having me. It's been a pleasure to just chat. Solve the problems of the world.
Solve the problems of the world.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Hey, it's June here. Thanks for listening to this amazing episode of the Female Startup Club podcast. If you're a fan of the show and want even more of the good stuff, I'd recommend checking out femalestartupclub.com where you can subscribe to our free newsletter. We send it out weekly covering female-founded business news, insights and learnings in D2C, and interesting business resources. And if you're a founder building an e-commerce brand, you can join our private network of entrepreneurs called Hype Club at femalestartupclub.com/hypeclub. We have guests from the show joining us for intimate Ask Me Anythings, expert workshops, and a group of totally amazing, like-minded women building the future of D2C brands. As always, please do subscribe, rate and review the show, and post your favorite episodes to Instagram stories. I am beyond grateful when you do that.